Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. This session is all about bringing mental fitness and physical fitness and looking after yourself into the corporate world and how it can really have a huge impact on teams and businesses. So if we think about when your mental fitness is weak, you may be overwhelmed by self-doubt. You may be struggling to bounce back, you know, something happens. And instead of just getting back onto track, you allow it to derail yourself. You're susceptible to burnout. You have difficulty managing stress and anxiety, lack of focus, sidetracked by failures and conflict in relationship, communications breaking down. And you can see how with all of these things going on within a team, within a business, it can make the team and the business really, really unproductive. So what does that lead to? It leads to absenteeism. It leads to companies and teams not meeting their targets. It means that if you're feeling tired and grumpy and you're in customer services, you're going to be taking it out on your customers rather than turning up as your best self. So both health fitness, health coaching, so, you know, being looking after your body in terms of how you eat and how you exercise and how you move, and the emotional aspect, the mental fitness, have huge, huge impacts on individuals within a team. And also that team, when people join together and work to understand their conflict and how they can work together as a team more efficiently, productivity goes up. Absenteeism goes down, productivity goes up. People feel happy in the workplace. It's just obvious that people are going to do better when they are looking after themselves. In fact, when we think about this, you may tell that I'm from the United Kingdom, and the United Kingdom has a health service that was founded by a gentleman called Aniron Bevan. Now, I love the health service because I personally feel that healthcare should be available to everyone. But did Mr. Aniron Bevan, did he start the health service as a tool to make people happier and more healthy? No, not really. He started it to keep workers healthy. The idea was if you look after your workers, well, they're not going to be off sick the whole time. And it's the same thing with businesses. If you look after your employees and you empower your employees to be able to look after themselves, they turn up in a better way. They're happier with their job. Everything just works in a much better way. So I do offer coaching for companies as well. And if you are interested in this, I take people through my program, which can either be focused on mental fitness or health fitness or both. And I take groups of people through the whole program, the whole package. And if you're interested in finding out about that, then feel free to contact me and we will book a chat and chat about that. So yes, definitely, it's a fabulous thing to bring into a group setting, into a team setting.